Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second, the right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting third, the first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth, the DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jose Rijo. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second, the right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Mike Young. Batting sixth, the DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh, the catcher, Floyd Rayford. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting ninth, the center fielder, John Shelby. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Rayford and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vogtie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Tettleton reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. Tettleton moves to third. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Vogtie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vogtie is 0-for-1 in the game. Vogtie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vogtie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball 4. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby strikes out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Baker reaches second base with a double. Kingman moves to third. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields it and throws to home to get Kingman. Baker moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive towards first. Murray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacey hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin bunts into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Griffin scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-2 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Bochy moves to second. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Davis scores. Bochy moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheets moves to second. 2 outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tettleton strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Murray, and towards Wiggins, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Murray reaches second base with a double. Ripken goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 2, Orioles, 2. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Griffin is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bochy hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sheets strikes out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. Rayford hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Rob Picciolo pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Picciolo. The throw from Rayford and he is safe. Picciolo steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. Picciolo moves to third. Two outs. Dave Collins pinch hits for Carney Lansford. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Mickey Tettleton. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Picciolo scores. Collins moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Don Oss now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros now pitching. Mike Heath now catching. Mike Gallego now playing third base. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bochy hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jay Howell now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.